Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Labor Day. Hope you had a great week one of college football action. There is a lot of football to consume. I watched more than I probably ever have on week one of college football because Nebraska played Thursday. I watched all day Saturday. I watched Sunday. I watched Monday. It was glorious.
You consumed a lot.
Consumed. A lot of consumption.
There was a lot to consume.
There was a consumer.
A lot of consumption.
I was in consumer mode. A lot of consumption. And I think also it helped that it was just my dream weekend of drizzle and low temperatures all weekend for like three straight
days. What's going on?
3 to 4 straight days. It was like we were in London. It was great.
London.
Yes.
Yeah, in our neighborhood, 3.25 inches fell over the, I'm going to say the 4 day period. 3 day period.
There was a pretty good
there was a lot of rain.
There was a big rain somewhere Sunday night between Sunday and the sun coming up Monday.
Ooh,
a big rain. Yes, that was a big rain that came up.
Some sizable rain yesterday,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And it rained like
it rained all day.
I mean, like all day. It was awesome.
Yeah, that helps football watching and everything. And from what I've heard from Missing Tooth Greg. Mm-hmm. By the way, that was Roger's rain gauge that gave us that 3.25. Roger, neighbor Roger.
Okay.
And then that we're supposed to have this for the next 7 days, this weather.
I don't know about that. The temperature
what
or the
Jake take it
well,
on?
Today's not, supposed not to be rain, but temperature-wise.
Temperature.
Temperature-wise, yes.
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 Yes. Yes. That's
a finger point. I'm seeing the
I was hoping Greg's supposed to rain day, so it's supposed to be sunny all day, no chance of rain.
I see the next 10 days, the high is 76 degrees.
Oh, thank you.
Bill is like, yep.
Yeah. What is the deal?
We did it.
We made it.
This isn't normal,
is this
right?
Fake fall, though?
What's that? There'll be one more blast. There'll be another blast.
I mean, early October last year was 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, that Rutgers game was 98 degrees.
Where is that right?
Yes. Because it was a nice September. It was somewhat like this for a couple days. Not a week straight of this. This is awesome. This is glorious weather.
It really is invigorating.
It's getting dark.
Yes.
Bill's just happy camper.
Oh,
over
it was. It was just dark earlier. Everything about it is just, oh.
Are you invigorated?
Yes.
If I say invigorated 4 more times, you got to find me. I've been saying it way too much. It's invigorating.
It's been your word.
Yeah, it's invigorating.
Did you use it in? Did you pose it in a question yesterday at the press conference?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do a very good job yesterday.
I listened to the press conference.
I
heard you asked a question kind of late about Dylan, didn't you?
Yeah, and I asked him. You know what rule dropped?
What?
Dropped as a must win. I followed up on that. I was like, must? I just said must win. What is it? Must win?
Akron?
Yeah. No, no. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati was a must win.
Oh, Cincinnati must win.
I don't. I mean, it's fine. And he went on. I asked him to follow up, and he said every game's a must win. All right. Yeah. I caught my attention.
What yeah, I mean, there was plenty of room to recover off a first game.
I'm not taking
it, but it would have been, detrimental. Because what would have happened is if you did lose that, then Michigan was a must win to have any chance at the playoffs. It was.
Then Akron becomes a must win. That's why I don't like the comment. We don't need to get in.
Akron didn't score against Wyoming.
Yeah, at home,
10-0.
10-0 at home to Wyoming.
At home.
They did run for 92 yards. Yeah.
92.
Almost broke the 100-yard bar.
Oh, and then they're on academic probation.
Moorhead.
Yeah. Imagine the
poor Zips.
Imagine the mood around that place.
Oh God. Oh. Joe Moorhead's an offensive coach. Yeah. So how do you sell yourself no your AD at
well,
this
no
point?
Different than Belichick's a defensive coach.
Oh, okay.
Zero difference.
But how do you sell yourself if you're Joe Moorhead? Hey, I'm an offensive coach. We scored 0 and our GPA sucks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're great.
Come to Akron. Come play with me at the Zips.
You still believe
in
me, right?
It was at home. It was. They didn't all of a sudden go to Wyoming and be like, man, it was just a lot, you know, the elevation and everything. No. The game was at home.
Well, Wyoming was 3-9 last year, though.
They were.
And shut them out.
Shut them out.
I don't care. Way to go, Cowboys. Nice win on the road with the Zips.
We have the Zips.
We have a lot of football to get to today. We will get to it all throughout the show. Promise you that. Before we get going, idle chit chat. Anything from the weekend you want to get to?
I
know it's mostly football.
Yeah. I have nothing really because that's all that I did. So I don't really.
I'm proud of you, Bill.
Sugar update. She's doing better. We set up a deal. I went to, I had to get a hold of it. Missing Tooth Greg tried to help me, told me to go to a store to where to get the big foam pad.
Yeah.
And I went there and they're like, yeah, we've never had anything like that ever at this store. And so Greg just lets you know that.
Do not. This
they
is,
don't have that.
That is going to pierce Greg.
Anyway, for that time I got a hold of Sydney and she said, go over to Target.
Okay.
So I got two queen bed mattress tops, like a foam mattress top. I got two of them.
Queen bed.
And put them down on the floor in the living room and covered with a big blanket. So it was like this thick foam with now a blanket on it. And that's where Sugar can hang out.
You can
out.
Sleep there too.
I did kind of lay there with Sugar once, kind of nodded off a little bit.
Dosed off.
Yeah. And you wake up just covered in dog
hair. Yep.
Just covered in dog hair.
That's a problem.
Just covered in dog hair. But, Laura sleeps with Sugar on the floor a lot. That's her spot, and she just curls up right next to you. Sugar lays on top.
But Sugar's doing okay.
She's doing okay. Good. Yeah, she's doing okay.
Bullet. The weather's obviously good, and the weekend's good because there's nobody at the Hartley School, and you just close the gate, and Bullet just has a run of it. I mean, it was amazing. Barked at the neighbor. Good. Yeah. I like that actually. No, I don't want to get into it, but There's a lot. I can't think of everything. Marty had it.
Yeah, we saw the picture of Marty.
And
Marty had a name tag on. That's what I said. So that was my favorite thing. Marty. The name tag was, and it was one of those ones that you had from the 70s. It was.
It didn't say Marty Stipple on it?
Yeah. No,
it
had his
name. I don't know why he had a name tag on it.
No idea what he had a name, but Marty had a name tag on. And that's, but immediately all three of us go, he has a name tag on.
And why did you have a name tag on?
So that got me. Then I got to thinking, would Marty travel with me? If I got the rural ambassador program, with me?
Yes.
There's a lot of tennis courts in all these small towns. And we could go to each one and Marty could make an appearance, maybe a guest volley or something.
A first serve.
Back his wooden racket.
He'd bring his wooden racket. Graphite. But no, I did text it one time. Do you think Marty's watching the U.S. Open on his phone while he's at the Florida State game?
I don't think so.
Could have been. Wasn't. Never know.
But that, and then that threw us. And then me and Jake had almost a simultaneous text because I took the picture and was sending it right when Jake had sent his. And we know it's different because my picture is different than Jake's.
Yep.
But it was Joe Tessitore.
Yeah.
You saw the picture.
And that freaked us
out.
Whoa,
what was that?
If you didn't watch the broadcast, yes. Joe Tessitore.
What was that?
Here's what he was. He had an unbuttoned. First or two buttons were down. You could see
first
basically the chest hair was popping out basically for Joe.
I don't know if I saw chest hair.
He had a chain on.
He did have a chain.
He had the stylish glasses on. I don't know what's happening with Joe Test, but he is changing his entire image.
And wasn't it Jesse,
every year?
Was he with Jesse Palmer? Mm-hmm. Like that, and Jesse was in normal, you know, shirt and tie, like that, like everyone does. Like that. But also, the Testator went with like just like if we're going out afterwards, right?
Going out afterwards.
But guess what? I saw a picture someone sent later on the broadcast. He had buttoned back up. So he must have been told by ESPN, hey. Maybe ooh, one more up, oh. Joe. Later on the broadcast, ooh. it was tighter in terms of the shirt.
They're probably getting inundated.
Me and Jake within seconds, I was like, I take a picture immediately, and then Jake sent one a second later.
I cannot believe it.
I was like, this is incredible. So that's the kind
Joe
of stuff.
Joe Test.
Yeah. Well, I noticed it right away too.
And there's no way that he didn't take all kinds of text messages from all the colleagues. You know,
I would think so.
If all of a sudden, if you're just like Dusty Dvorak or whoever doing games, that's like, hey, what's going on?
I mean, dude.
If all of a sudden you're on, if all of a sudden I put on a podcast that you're on, and that's how you look, I'm like, you think I'd be like, well,
there's a comment. The
comments would, I'd probably send you 10 text messages.
If I had a chain on with button down, yeah, I would expect it. Yeah. I would expect.
He's also fully bearded now. Joe Test he's gone on and off for facial hair, but he's like fully bearded right now.
We should say something good though. He's good, right?
Oh, he's good.
Joe Test. So Test was in his infancy, would do several of our Utah State games.
Nice.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, did several of them. So I was sitting before and I'd meet with Test before we always meet with the announcer. So
Joe Testator?
I'd sit down with Testator. Yeah, it was awesome.
When he was probably in his 20s.
Probably 20, maybe 30 years old or whatever it was. But just,
yeah, old Joe Test.
And he loved, and he was, hey, guess what? Super kind dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, you want to go here to eat? You want to go to this place? Okay, where should I check out? And then he came back. He'd always, hey, we went to that spot. We did this, whatever. But yeah, it's awesome.
He's good.
Joe Test is 54 years old.
Ooh.
54.
Would have guessed younger.
That's what he's going for with his image right now. You mean with the chain and the unbuttoned shirt?
Yeah. But Tess has really moved up the ladder.
He's one of the best ones.
Yeah,
he's very
good. I tell you what, he might be the best.
Ooh, I mean.
He might be the best. I'm saying that Testator is really good.
Very good.
Who's in that conversation?
Brad Nessler, really good.
Jake knows this stuff.
Oh, yeah. When you get
What about the guy who does Fox?
Gus Johnson? Yeah. I think he's dropping off a little bit.
They're good.
I like Gus, but Gus... It's not the same as he was last. Couple years ago,
Jake knows this. I love the announcer discussion. So
not a huge Chris Fowler fan who does the games with Herbie.
I can't. Yeah.
Wasn't it Reese Davis last night though? Was it Reese? And,
well,
Reese
here's the problem night. With Reese Fowler and Davis. To me, they're the same guy. That's the issue.
I agree.
Yeah, Fowler and Reese Davis. There's hardly any discernible difference. Yeah.
They look the same. They sound the same.
Yeah. Act the same. Sticks the same.
Anyway, I'm with you. Yeah.
Who? Can I just humor Jake for a little bit? Humor me for. So who else is in that conversation? Gus Johnson, Nessler, Testator.
I don't know who's doing Notre Dame Miami. I forget who's doing that.
Yeah, whoever it was, it was good.
No, that was the A team.
That was Sean McDonough. Sean McDonough did that game.
No, Miami. You're right. No, my fault.
Sean McDonough did. Yeah. He's good. I love Sean McDonough.
He's really good.
Big fan of him.
I think McDonough might be the best one.
Scared him away in a bar in Scottsdale one time.
That was McDonough.
Yeah, that was him. Sean McDonough.
You were staring at him.
Well, it's like that's you Sean McDonough. I couldn't believe that he was just sitting in a bar in Scottsdale. On a
Jake
Sunday.
Jake sort of...
I mean, we were watching Buffalo. It was like Bills-Texans playoff game. And here's McDonough. Watch. He should be on the call for that game. He's sitting in a bar watching it.
I don't know why you'd stare at him, though.
I regret that. I scared him out.
I can't remember who we were playing, if it was... what game it was, if it was after...
I regret that.
I'm sorry. Sean?
It was a home game at LSU.
Okay.
They must have been later in the year. So it might have been the A&M game or something. We were playing them. But anyway, things were rolling really good. So it must have been A&M. It could have been Auburn potentially, but we were game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
CBS game of the week like that. But Marty Smith was there.
Oh.
Yeah. And
he's good.
And I'm flying out the next day to go recruiting. And Marty was just sitting there having coffee, watching like ESPN in like the lounge area, like that at the Baton Rouge Airport. So I'm like, hey, Marty, what's going on? I don't know him. I just introduced myself. I sat and talked to him for like 45 minutes. It was awesome.
What's his Marty?
Marty Smith.
Yes.
So he doesn't do.
He's
just like sideline.
Or whatever, feature stories.
Yeah, he does. He does really, features.
Really big in NASCAR.
I was going to say, he's came from NASCAR. He got more into football the last several years. But he's good now.
He's a storyteller.
And he has a morning radio show on Saturdays. On ESPN.
Yeah, Marty and McGee. I don't know who McGee is, though.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. But I don't know. If someone knows who McGee is, let me know.
Help us out. What's that person's name?
It's always First Marty name. And McGee, but I have no idea who McGee is.
Who's McGee? All right, I don't know.
All right, guys, I went to the State Fair Saturday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
What do you mean that's all you got?
Yeah. I went to the State Fair
State
Sunday.
Fair. They were spray painting cows.
Yeah, they were. That was I don't. Someone help me out. I don't get that. And I guess it's hairspray to try to make them look, the hair look better when they're showing them. I have no idea.
What color?
There's black, there's white cows. I mean, all the different cows were getting spray painted. I don't understand. Help me out, Breakers. Why are they doing that at the State Fair?
I know they do it with
the hooves. What's the point of it? It was the whole body. Let's all every part of the body.
Is that healthy for the cow?
Well, and one time you were in O'Neill, and there was a...
they sprayed...
The green horse up there.
Well,
he died. Yeah, the dyed green horse for St. Patrick's
Day. We immediately were concerned about
the
how it might affect the horse.
Yes, and it didn't end well. Yeah, it was a bad deal.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Do you know something I don't?
Yeah, the horse died.
Seriously?
I didn't know.
Yeah, one time it did.
One time, okay.
There was one time the horse didn't make it.
Because of the green paint?
Yes, and I think it was more they used it the wrong type of paint.
Oh, okay, didn't know that.
I think that's what happened. So
that is horrifying.
Yes, it is.
It's not good at all.
It's an RIP.
It sort of backs Jake's concern about the cows.
It's just an odd look.
Somebody's got to know.
I mean, I'm there with my father-in-law who has cattle. He doesn't like them getting spray painted. He was asking them, what is this for? He has cattle on his ranch.
Yeah. What'd they say?
He said it's just to help with the presentation of the cattle. He just shook his head. He's like,
it's like humans getting their hair cut.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not doing that, by the way.
I also would like to know what happens to like the show cow or the bull, or whatever happens to it. You see Trixie out there, and she's 10 years old, and she's showing. A cow.
Yeah, Trixie used to show stuff.
But you see, because I saw pictures of some friends of mine that were there, and their niece was showing a cow. Did an incredible job. Then it's like, do we get to keep the cow, or does the cow sometime all of a sudden become beef?
I think the answer is...
What's the process here?
Beef. And so I'd have a hard time telling, Nelly, hey, cow's not here anymore.
Where did he go?
We're just not farmers. Here. I think
nobody
it's just
knows.
Inherent in the conversation.
Yes,
it's just a natural progression. They know.
We
need help from Breakers. What are the Breakers saying?
Well, we get some response here. 464-5685.
Jake, I did nothing. You went to the State Fair.
Why didn't we lead idle chit chat with you?
You see some things there.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with Elizabeth and her sister and her parents.
Jake, if you did by yourself, that'd be incredible. Jake's by himself.
Solo trip to the State Fair in GI.
Is Elizabeth's parents there? Why? No. Is Elizabeth there? No, can't do.
It's just me. What's wrong with this?
I just went out. Saw Sipple there. Who was he with? Nobody. Went out by himself, too.
I'll be
damned. All of a sudden, hold it. Is that Bush on the Ferris wheel? Who's he with?
They're
nobody.
All solo.
Solo.
Still went up by
right
themselves.
Right in the Delta world.
Very odd.
I saw Spam on a stick.
I think Spam on a stick.
Cookie dough on a stick.
Ooh. Dangerous.
They had deep fried fried vegetables. Does that mean it's fried twice? Is it fried veggies deep fried?
Okay.
A stick.
Sounds good.
But Spam on a stick. That was concerning. I would never order that.
So you guys don't like Spam. I like Spam.
I don't know that I've ever had it.
Deep fried Spam on a stick is what was going for there.
I see
a lot of weird things. Interesting sights at the State Fair as well.
Really?
There's thousands of people there. Thousands. Packed. Packed on Sunday.
Packed. That's good to hear.
That's good
weather.
That's
71 degrees.
That's good to hear.
Packed.
Did you ride a ride?
No, I did not ride any rides. I saw pretty much everything. I think I walked like 5 miles that day at the State Fair.
Jeez.
A lot of walking.
Jeez.
And at some point, you say, I think I've seen enough. I need to go home now. I think we're up for 4.5 hours.
That's
a long time at the fair.
That's a lot.
It was fun. It was a great time. Great company. Good to see all the stuff. But for those who are there like all day for concerts and riding rides and for 8 hours, I don't know how you do that. That's a lot of stimulation, a lot of focus.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Grand Island.
Couldn't pull that off.
It's
it was fun.
A lot of stimulation, a lot of focus.
It is. It's a lot of walking. Yeah. I mean,
you're walking, you're seeing rides, you see goats. You see a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, you do.
People What's are
winning,
Scotland like?
People are winning ribbons.
Oh, she was running around. She loved it. Yeah, she had some nitro ice cream there.
Okay.
Had some, I think, pulled pork, mac and cheese as well. Loved it. Food's good. Food's good at the fair.
God, I have never. Have you been to the fair in Grand Island, Bill?
I have not been. I think now I will be.
I think that was
going next year. You'll see me there alone. Riding rides.
The roller coaster looked pretty solid. I'd say
be part of the rural ambassador program.
You need to.
Have you heard from Pillen?
Not a word. Not a word. I'm going to text.
Governor, reach out.
Reach out.
Wait, we're
waiting. Bill is willing.
Be the rural ambassador.
This would be a created job.
Yes. So we have to create it, yes.
It would be good for you. Rural ambassador. Rural ambassador. Could you still do the show? Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Be encouraged to do the show.
Yeah, you'd just be doing double duty, but you'd have to probably do more shows.
We'd have to wear like a sash.
I don't even know what it
would expect that in a hat. A sash and a hat.
It's like a thing you have to wear across your chest.
Ambassador.
Like Miss America?
Yes, exactly. Depressed ambassador.
A sash.
No. No, you would not have to wear a sash.
Yes, you would.
No.
For the show's sake, you would need the sash.
You're not like a royalty.
Kind of feels like
a dumb ambassador.
The royal ambassador.
No, I did not call it the royal ambassador.
What if they played some sort of music every time I had to walk into a...
No.
I like to meet like at a diner and have like have one of those things where you get together with everyone in town, kind of a town hall type meeting like that. What's going on here? And all of a sudden people start going about all their problems and it gets heated.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Right here.
In the middle. Hang on. Let's talk this out. I'd calm the...
You're the ambassador.
Let's do some pluses and minuses.
Let's talk this out, guys.
If there were grievances between little towns.
Airing of grievances, yeah. I'd like to hear. And also maybe bring two towns together.
Ambassador.
Maybe bring together, you know, Genoa and Stromsburg and just see what is the problem.
You know there's grievances.
You know there's grievances. Yeah. What is the problem? And so I want to get to the bottom of some things and work things out.
Pillen send you out to things.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Enjoy yourself in Ainsworth. That's a hotbed.
That's
a hotbed. Texting back with all kinds of issues.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
It needs to happen. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Chemicals, fertilizer, someone run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson. Good stuff.
Thank you, Joey.
Tran. We will dive into all the games on the weekend. Before that, though, Nebraska did play Thursday. Sip, can you remind the Breakers what time you went to bed after that game on Thursday
night?
5 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I got back to the hotel probably at 3:45. There was some mingling, even at that hour.
People were still up.
You mingled at 4 a.m.
People in the lobby. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Was there any sort of cheers or claps when you came through?
No. It was 3:30. Hey. Then I got to my room. I just couldn't fall asleep till about 5.
Yeah, that would happen. You get kind of wound up.
Then got up at, I don't know, 9:30 or 10. Weird. It's weird playing on Thursday at 8 o'clock. It's odd.
Yes, it is.
Odd, but it was
fun. We were on low sleep the next day for the show.
Yeah, you guys handled it, though.
Jake did it from some like a bedroom.
It was in a house, a random house.
How were you? Did you feel okay?
Yeah, it was fine. I was on 3 hours of sleep max. Ouch. Bill was not on much more than that. I can't imagine.
Jake had less than me, but not. Yeah, it was. Cause by the time you got to bed and stuff, I ended up watching most of the games. It was interesting to the end. So it was very interesting. I mean, they're driving to either tie or win. So it was interesting to watch. But the time you get done, then I had some things with sugar, take her out to, you know, go to the bathroom, things of that. So yeah, it was limited sleep.
Are you caught up?
Yes, we're fine.
I'm
caught up.
Somewhat, yeah. Feel better today.
Okay, now you got some Matt Rhule sound.
I do. Matt Rhule did speak yesterday. You were there for his press conference.
The best stuff was there's the running back commentary. And then their defense against the run.
He's got two different quotes on the running backs. Expectations and also playing running back 2 and 3 going forward.
Yeah, the initial question, I don't know if it's in sequence of question. There's an early question about it, and then I asked him, late, what are you looking for from the running backs? I would not go with that one. I would go with the first one.
Okay.
Just an overall lack of rotation question. Try that.
Matt Rhule from yesterday.
I mean, there's no running back discussion for me. We have backup running backs. We have a starting running back, and we have backups. If the starting guy got really hot in the way the game went, we had these long drives, I think they're the backups. And when if he needs a blow, we're going to put them in. But he's the guy right now. I'm just looking for them to have another good week of practice. They had earned the right to play more. We just got in the game, and the coaches decided not to play them. Tough. I looked at them both. I said, bide your time. Your time's coming. But sometimes that happens, you know what I mean? So, but it's nothing about them. It's just that, Emmett was out there, and Emmett just looked like he was on a different – I showed our guys, the great things we did in the game, and I wish we would have just made one more play, was, 7 minutes on the clock. They just scored – to make it a 3-point game, and we ran off 5 minutes off the clock, and we did it in an aggressive manner. But Emmett ran the ball, caught a ball in the flat where he gets knifed. Most guys would drop that ball or fumble. He doesn't. Then he runs the ball on third down. I mean, he was just in a zone. Dana felt like, hey, we're going to keep him in there. So did EJ. It's hard to do that the whole year long. That was a must-win game, and the game got closer than you probably wanted it to. It felt like it was going to go one way, and then it didn't. Credit to Cincinnati. And as I said to our guys, this is Power 4 football. Everyone has to get adjusted to, they have $20.5 million to pay their players. You know what I'm saying? Like the days of old are over. Power 4 teams all have every team has $20.5 million to spend on their athletes. So they're going to have good guys. It's not like they're all just going to, the last couple of years, the really good players on teams like that would just leave for money at NIL money. But now you can pay them. You're going to face a lot of good players. So they came roaring back, and I think this, if I'm being honest, I think it's probably what was good for our team, to have that kind of a game. We had to play 60 minutes, and we had to look at ourselves and see what we didn't do well, kind of the questions you asked, and try to fix them. But, I just think Emmett was hot, But I'm just going to tell you, I think when Mosey gets out there, he's going to do big things. I know Makai's going to do big things. I'm excited for them. It didn't work out the first game. We'll hopefully get him in this game.
That was the follow-up.
That was the wrong one?
Yeah, that was the follow-up question answer. The first answer, it's a little more interesting because he explains that Dana made the call.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with it. Dana was like, hey, he made the call. So I let my coordinators coach. I wanted to get Isaiah and Makai in. But once Dana said to me, hey, coach, I made that call, I said, okay, cool. Emmett was hot. We went with Emmett. We'll have to get Isaiah, we'll have to get Makai, and we'll have to get Quentin in the game more. Makai had a great run that he cut back and got vertical, and unfortunately we missed one block, or else it might have gone for a ways. So I'm just biding my time with those guys. But I wanted to play them more, but Dana was feeling it. He went with what he went with, and that's That's his call, you know. So I was good with it once he said that. So, but that won't be the plan moving forward. I don't think. I think, you know, we'll have to play more guys.
Can the game just get away from a guy in that situation, like a running backs coach, or in this case, the coordinator, where it's just, oh God, it's the fourth quarter. I haven't played anybody else.
Things can happen. So the couple of things, the rotation, you always want to do is always be in full communication. I'll give you an example. Sometimes, like myself, I would, Ed Ogeron, several coaches I worked with, but Ed was really big on it with, hey, if you're going to play these guys, try to get them in early. So they feel like, so it's not like all of a sudden you might look around going, it's the start of the fourth quarter. Now is not the time to get them in the game. And so it's like, if you're going to rotate them in, you try to rotate them early. Ed was always big on, but not in the red zone, on defense or offense. He goes, do not your A players are in the red zone on both sides of the ball. So you don't go all of a sudden, this isn't the time. Let's see if we can get a couple carries to these guys. And it's, you know, they're on the 15 going in. That's not the time, to be able to do it. Next thing would always be, I'd always tell them ahead of time, if there was a true rotation, I'd say, listen, third series is yours. You're going third series. But unless something weird happens. And sometimes I'd tell them before the game, like, hey, here's where we're at. We're playing the starters. Everyone here is great players. I'm not sure when the rotation is going to be. Just be ready. Which I'd let them know. There's no guarantees. But if you're going to play them, tell them that. Then I'd also tell them, too, if there's a rotation and someone's supposed to go in and the guy they're supposed to go in for just had a big run, big catch, big what if that. I'm not taking him out. And I would tell him that before the game, though. I said, just so you know, I said, if all of a sudden we have a defensive back that just had a pick six and something else, I go, I'm not taking him out of the game. Oh. He's playing.
He's on a heater.
I'm not doing that. And the same for you. When you get in, if you're on a heater like that, you're staying in. So you just have to kind of
let explain. Let him cook.
just kind of explain to him the way things are laid out. So no one knows how all those things are explained and what the rotation is.
But you know what? The key is you explained it to them before.
Yeah, they would know well ahead of time. Was exactly. There's nothing worse. If you tell someone, hey, be ready, man, you're going to play early. Now it's the fourth quarter. And it's like, okay. Or you guys got to tell them, I'm not sure what the rotation is right now. Be ready. And if I can get you in, I'll get you in. Or, hey, listen, third series is yours. That's this. And I always give them, so lay it out for them so everyone knows.
Yeah, now that's the thing. Now, I would say this. Before we get to the defense, it's hard to play four running backs. I'm not even saying that the way they did it was wrong. I just don't think you can keep doing it. I don't think Emmett played 68 of 79 snaps. Or 69 of 78. 69 snaps. I don't know if you can keep running him 25 times and throwing it to him 32 times. I don't know if you can keep doing it. I mean, He's gonna get banged around. He's 200 pounds. He's not 215. So that's the discussion. I wasn't in game. I wasn't like, you got to get him out of there. So
yeah, I didn't even know there was even a story.
Yeah,
so 68 of 79 snaps. You said
69 of 78. Oh. Yeah, he played the whole.
The whole game.
He went the route. Now the defense discussion is it didn't even hit me during the game. It hit me the day after. Cincinnati averaged 6.7 yards a carry. I'm 6.7. I had to do the math twice. They ran 30 times for 202 yards. Now, Matt Rhule was asked about that.
Did you do the math yourself, or did you just go with what Keith Mann had?
They don't have the yards per carry. So
you have to do mathematics.
You have to go on your phone.
Was this the D-lines?
Probably D. It could have been D-line discussion. It was about, you know, just basically that. The question was about the run game and giving up those yards. Just try the
D-line. Matt Rhule on the D-line's first game yesterday.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you give up 200 yards rushing, you're not going to be real happy. With that being said, a lot of it, you know, 96 of it was the quarterback, and a lot of that was, you know, pass rush, you know. And so we'll have to, you know, him not even design runs, him getting out and running. So we'll have to work on that. You know, I think we talk a lot about it, but I don't know if we did a good enough job as coaches of doing it. You know, you're facing Dylan and TJ and Jalen. You're facing a lot of guys who are, you know, pocket pro style quarterbacks. So TJ can move, but you know, the holy grail of things that, you know, most defensive coaches don't like, or, you know, an excellent outside zone team, a tempo team, and a running quarterback. And Cincinnati is all three of those. And Coach Satterfield has been for a long time. So, you know, when you face those types of teams, you build your team differently. You're a 3-4 team. You play with four eyes. You make the ball run to the sideline. We don't face a lot of that in the Big Ten. So it was a tough matchup for us in that regard. But we have to play better. We have to get off blocks better. We have to level out our rush better. And, you know, we saw it on tape. We tried to adjust it during the game. And, you know, like even watching last night, watching, Notre Dame and Miami, you know, Notre Dame kept hurting Miami with the quarterback draw, yet Miami continued to rush. And then at the end of the day, they got there. So we'll have to pick our spots a little bit better. But it wasn't like they were, you know, I mean, their running backs didn't have 100 yards rushing or 106 yards maybe, you know. So we'll have to, it wasn't the traditional run game. It was the quarterback. And I thought he was a heck of a player. I walked right up to him after the game. I knew before the game, I saw a lot of scouts, like higher up guys I know, and they were all there to see him in the tight end. And so, and then after the game, they didn't have 100 yards rushing in the first half. I mean, 100 yards of offense in the first half, I don't believe. I don't know what the number was. You guys would know. And so they did a nice job of adjusting and just saying, hey, we're going to run this guy to try to get a win. And so we have to do a better job up front. But I thought some guys did some really good things, and some other guys, we'll have to make some improvement this week.
Sorsby can scoot. And then I thought Cincinnati's tempo got Nebraska late. I mean, they revved it up, and Nebraska got on its heels. Now, the Holy Grail. So, Bill, you heard him say the Holy Grail. Running quarterback, tempo, outside zone. What's that mean to a defensive coach?
Well, we talked about in great detail how much a running quarterback, what the issue is. And then we talked about this the other night, too, where I said to – watched the most is the quarterback scramble.
Oh yeah, at Ruhlman's.
Now the quarterback draw was a true designed run off the quarterback, which was a big piece for him on. But yes, that is I don't know about the outside zone part of it. I mean, that's fairly common football, but the quarterback run game is, it makes it 11-on-11, and like I said, I get more worried about the scrambles than I do, because if it's quarterback run game, I can coach him up in some fashion or how to defend it. The scramble is harder.
Oh God!
And so, you can do things to stop the scramble, but that also is going to affect your coverage. Then, okay, we can do this. We can do this, and not so much a spy. There's different games you can do, but different looks you can do. But it's going to affect then the back end. So you kind of try to figure those things out. But that's when quarterbacks can step up. And he was a veteran dude. He really
Brendan
was.
Sorsby.
He was a veteran Junior. Guy. That goes through it, but. No, but the one thing is that for like fans, is that I know this, is that no matter what, when you look at it, when you defend someone and the numbers are all same, they all count. So if the running back rushes for this, or if one wide receiver, it'd be kind of like saying, well, they had 200 yards of passing, but I mean 300 yards of passing, but 200 were on screens. Still, it's just, yards are yards. That's all that you look at. So you look at if there's 200 yards on the ground, however they got it, that's 200 yards on the ground, because that's the same thing. If you look at the Georgia Tech Colorado game, mm-hmm. That game was, they rushed for 320, I believe, 320 yards.
Georgia Tech did
320.
Haynes
and
King,
their quarterback went on the ground, like 150 yards on the ground. Yep. Well, hey. It still counts towards the 320.
Here's a question for you: who are you taking, Haynes King or Sorsby?
Running or overall?
Overall.
Haynes King for
Haynes
me.
Haynes King.
Boy, it'd be close just because
Sorsby's good.
If you watch him.
69 passing yards.
If you watch him just. What did Haynes King have?
Did he have less than that?
Probably less, I believe. Yeah, it wasn't very good. It wasn't very good.
I know Haynes King is good, Jake.
And also,
Haynes King's good, but I think I'm taking
Sorsby. He's had some big wins.
He's really good.
I think Sorsby's faster than King. Yeah.
He's really. But anyway.
Sorsby can go.
He can scoot.
Georgia Tech had better wideouts than what? Yeah. I mean, yeah. There was drops. There was stuff. That was a bad looking group of wideouts.
Like
I said, they lined up offsides. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm watching all these games. I'm watching all.
4 yards offside.
He's 4 yards offside. The guy looks over to the ref to give him the thumbs up, like I'm good. He was 4 yards offside.
No,
I'm like, no. The ref's like kind of looking like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now. You're
please tell me
you're lined up on
joke.
The other side of the corner. The corner's in front of is behind you. Come on. Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else from Rule? He talked in great length about a lot of things. He talked in great length about Dylan
We can't forget Janarian Bonner out for the season.
You want to hit that? Janarian Bonner has a torn ACL. Yeah.
It was a wicked shot. It wasn't an illegal play by any stretch. You just happened to catch him with the way the leg was. I thought maybe it had a chance to just be a hyperextension. We talked about it on the show on Friday. Again, we're not doctors. So I was like, man, maybe it's just an extension. But when I saw it, ACL. It was one of those you just kind of go, oh.
Okay, the interesting part of that discussion, well, and I feel for Bonner. He's gigantic. He's a critical player on the team. It's a big loss. Now, what it was interesting yesterday, and you may not have this sound because he was talking about it in the midst of something else, so it's hard to identify. But he said the words, now it's time for Carter Nelson to step up. And he didn't mean it like...
How many snaps did Carter Nelson have?
I can answer that. Yeah. Okay. I think he had 5, maybe 8, but less than 10. Okay, fewer than 10.
More than four.
Yeah, more than four. More than four, less than 10. I can say that. Now, here's what he said. They've had to bring him along slowly in camp because he had double hip labrum surgery. I don't know if rules ever said what it was. Double hip labrum surgery. So they did bring him along slowly in camp. I can't say that I knew that. Fully
double hip. Does that mean they're doing it on the procedure was on both hips?
Yeah.
So must.
So now
a hip, a hip surgery. It's a major surgery,
right? So he is getting more and more healthy. So that's definitely something to watch. Now it can get confusing for the layman because Carter's listed as a tight end, Bonner was listed as a receiver, but I just think it gets murky, right? I mean, those guys, similar position.
Similar.
Bonner plays different stuff. Carter can play different stuff. But now this is big. I would think this Saturday is a big one for Carter Nelson. I think you'll have to see him a little bit more. So that'll be interesting for me because I'm a big Carter Nelson fan. Carter has got to understand the playbook. And I think maybe coming from 8-man maybe affected him a little bit that way, but we'll see what it looks like. And then you probably would see the running backs more. I think you'll see a big dose of Mekhi Nelson is what I think. A big dose of Mekhi Nelson. And I think that'll look good.
It could be somewhere around 90 plays. I think they're, what, like 40-point favorites?
35 and a half.
Yeah.
So you think they could run off a bunch of plays? Yeah, they should, right?
Yeah, they should have like mid-80s to 90 plays to probably like 40 plays. They didn't score against Wyoming at home. They didn't score against Wyoming at home.
Yeah, you should. You know, you're a coach, though, and you understand. Like,
It's next to impossible to hold a team to zero.
But you don't want to, if you're Nebraska, you don't want to take this for granted. It gets me nervous, right?
You don't take things for granted. And that's not how you coach. Trust me, there's no one in the meetings to the team going, guys, this didn't even score.
Just laughing at it.
This is incredible. No. No, you're trying to find every good clip. You're trying to find good pass rushes by them, by Akron. You're trying to find.
You might have to go back to like the 90s.
90s.
Jason Taylor. Go find him with his
you'll love this right here.
Go find Jason Taylor's audio.
This is a great player. Coach. That's from 2001. I know, but Akron can do it.
Just look at it, though. Don't
question me. This is still a good Akron team. But that was from 24 years ago, Coach. So
Never mind the year.
It's Akron.
It could happen again.
And I heard that one of the punishments is that Dennis LeBlanc has to go talk to the team, too, about their academics. Talk to him because they must suspend.
He has to go talk to Akron?
Yeah, talk to Akron.
Really?
Before the game. On Friday night in the hotel, Dennis has to go give a presentation. Keith Zimmer's going with him, heading over there to talk to him about the importance of academics. And Dennis will have on his, you know, He'll look good. And he'll handle it very well, too. He will not be demeaning. He'll just talk to him about.
Was that Moorhead's idea?
NCAA. And then
The NCAA is required.
Then Moorhead got involved. He appreciated it. Just so you know, Joe Moorhead's a great dude.
I've heard that.
He's an awesome dude. We went to meetings together at the SEC meetings, which were like scared straight. When Sinky got up and talked to you about how to. It's basically kind of like the protect the shield of the NFL.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But I sat with Joe, and he'd just become the head coach
at Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Okay.
So that's why I was with him.
Okay. And, that's what I was wondering.
It was great to, he's like, hey, Bill, what's going on like that? And he goes, this is a different world, isn't it?
Said, Joe right. Moorhead, yes. should we look at his record at Akron? It's not good, guys.
Is he, what, 4-21 now, something like that?
He's 8-29.
8-29.
Now, somehow he's retained his job. He's gone 2-10, 2-10. Now, he did go 4-8 last year.
Improvement.
Yeah, and then 0-1 this year. So 8-29, 5-19 in the league. He's in trouble, I would think.
Still there, though.
Got it. He's such a good dude.
I know he's a good dude, but the academics are bad. They got blanked by Wyoming.
You haven't heard in the last 3 to 4 years one word about – remember at this time, Sip, you covered this. Hey, is So-So going to make it? They haven't got their test score yet. Maybe the academics. There's no talk of academics.
Never.
Ever. They lost a kid to academics. Ever. There's one team on probation, Akron. They made an example of Akron that we – I mean, why didn't I just say – God, hey, Joe, just tell him to be better. Just tell him to be better. And we're fine. If you can get to a bowl game, get to a bowl game. Let's just not, you know, just take their pins out.
Bill, do you remember when in camp there would always be like two players or
who hadn't reported yet.
Who hadn't reported.
Finishing classes.
Trying to get their academics squared away.
Now it's just like not even a,
never even
a, never even a factor. But Jake. Dennis and Keith Mann will head over there.
To the corner.
Yes.
Or wherever.
Katie Jewell will be there also.
Kim Shellpepper.
Yes, Kim will be there. They'll all be there. They'll do a great job.
Stern faces.
Stern. We got to get to break. Before that, hey, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today, a place you want to go downtown is where, Bill?
The Bird.
The Bird. 19th and K is open
bird,
right
bird,
now.
Bird, Bird, Bird.
Breakfast burritos, tacos.
Bird is the word.
French toast, pancakes, and more. And don't forget the world famous Hash holes. Stop by today, 19th K downtown. By the way, if you saw me struggling, I dropped this mouse.
I noticed.
And now this computer, I can't really go to break.
We lost YouTube?
The normal way. No.
Oh, we can't go to break. Sweet.
I'm going to see if I go to break.
Keep going. Filibuster.
If I can't make this happen,
got some rule sound.
We're trying to go to break right now.
Some more.
We'll see if this works.
Right, no,
nope. Rudy, push the button, Rudy.
I was wondering there we why go. We weren't going to break.
With Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.